Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to get my email address and send in your prayer requests and your comments. It's always great to hear from you. Did you know that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and iHeartRadio and a whole lot of other funny sounding places? So you can listen online on just about any device you carry. And if you go to michaelottministries.blogspot.com, you can subscribe to my blog by entering your email address right there in the little box on top of the page. Thanks again so very much for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. I pray for them and everyone they love and all the things they care about. It's a simple prayer that I pray every day, that their lives would be filled with heaven on earth. And I thank you, Father, that your grace abounds to each and every one to heal and deliver and prosper. And all these things I pray because of my Savior, your Son, my King, Jesus the Lord. Amen. The message today is called Suddenly. We begin in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace and goodwill toward men. And then we go to Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And then to Psalm 64. O God, listen to my complaint. Protect my life from my enemy's threats. Hide me from the plots of this evil mob, from this gang of wrongdoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim their bitter words like the arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent, attacking suddenly and fearlessly. They encourage each other to do evil and plan how to set their traps in secret. Who will ever notice, they ask. As they plot their crimes, they say, We have devised the perfect plan. Yes, the human heart and mind are cunning, but God himself will shoot them with his arrows, suddenly striking them down. Their own tongues will ruin them, and all who see them will shake their heads in scorn. Then everyone will be afraid. They will proclaim the mighty acts of God and realize all the amazing things he does. The godly will rejoice in the Lord and find shelter in him, and those who do what is right will praise him. As I was praying today, I asked Father a question. I said, When will all this chaos in the world be put into order, and when will the righteous prevail? To my surprise, he gave a one-word answer, and he said, Suddenly. He began to speak, and I began to write what he said. And here are his words for me to share with you. He said, My beloved ones, don't be afraid. All these things will end suddenly, just as they always do. I delivered Israel from Egypt when Pharaoh's army had them pinned against the sea. Suddenly the sea parted and they walked through on dry ground, and the army was destroyed by the very sea that used to be the barrier. 3 Hebrew children were tossed into a fiery furnace that was so hot it killed the ones who threw them in. But suddenly a 4th man was seen in the fire with them, and they came out unharmed. Daniel was thrown into the lions. He prayed all night, but come morning, the door was suddenly opened, and he came out without a scratch. Goliath held the whole army of Israel captive in fear. But one day, a shepherd boy suddenly appeared and took off the giant's head. The promise of my son's coming was prophesied, and people waited for generations. But suddenly, the angels appeared to announce his birth. My son's body was hidden in a tomb for 3 days and nights. But suddenly, he arose, and suddenly, the stone rolled away, allowing him to walk out. What I am saying, my child, is don't fear. Yes, I understand that things seem hopeless. I know many are struggling, and hard times have come upon many of you, but you are not alone, and you will not be in this situation for long. Suddenly, all those who have ruled the nations for generations will be destroyed, and the people will rejoice. My loved ones, I don't want you hiding in fear. I want you planning what you will do with the freedom that is coming. No one has experienced the true freedom that is coming. You need to start planning for what you will do with your life when you have abundant health and abundant wealth and abundant joy. The day promised is coming when no one will tell their neighbor or their brother about me, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. My church will need to shift from evangelism to construction. When all know me, there will be no need for preaching and all the things the church has been involved with for generations. As promised, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that my Son is Lord in Christ, and this will bring me great joy and glory. What is needed now are those who know my plan. The original plan hasn't changed. Subdue the earth and make everything on earth look like heaven. Creation is groaning and travailing, awaiting your freedom. Creation understands what was written in the scriptures. Heaven is mine, but the earth I gave into the hands of the sons of men. It will be your responsibility to put things in order. I know it's hard to imagine a world without evil and sickness and poverty, but that day is coming. There are no slums in heaven. There are no graveyards in heaven. No creatures eat each other in heaven. Earth will transition into the image as you put things in order. My beloved Isaiah saw this when he prophesied, saying, "The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty grounds springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. My beloved ones, once again I say, fear not, be ready for your victory comes suddenly. And this is the end of the words he spoke to me this morning. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.